This is episode 191, three questions to reflect on at the end of the year. What's up? This is Dominique Beaumonte, and you are listening to Season with Saul, the podcast. I haven't really started to think about 2023 that deeply, but it's interesting because it's like, I hope this doesn't sound morbid, but it's like this year has felt a lot like the middle of life. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't take for granted the fact that I don't know how long God has for me to live, but this year just seems like all the stuff that probably would have drove me crazy 10 years ago, but are equally impactful, but I don't know, it just feels like a more mild response of maybe it's more wisdom, maybe it's more patience, maybe it's more tolerance for things I can't control. I don't know what it is, but it was an interesting year. And I thought about how I might reflect upon this year. And, you know, I was just thinking about the things that I have learned about myself, the things that I have learned about other people, the things that have caused me to question myself, like the things that have, there are things in my life that I didn't really care about last year that have become more of an issue or more prevalent. And that's why I said it feels like the middle of life, because it's like, oh my gosh, like maybe I have been in denial about what's important to me because I haven't had to, you know, sometimes you can be so career focused or so family focused or so community or externally focused that sometimes you don't think about like deeply like who you are as a person, like through the lens of like your purpose. And so anyway, deep intro, right? But really I want to invite you into some reflection around these three questions. And I'll tell you that these are not exhaustive, like, oh my gosh, these are the three questions that you gotta like be pondering. These are three questions that I want, that I think like mid-November are good things to think about. And I also think that everything that, especially towards the end of the year, we're celebrating Thanksgiving. We're celebrating, you know, the gift. If you're a Christian, we're celebrating the gift of Jesus Christ as our Savior. There's so much to celebrate, but there's also a lot to lament about that sometimes we don't make room for, right? Like, did everything go well? No. Is everything perfect? No. And how do you navigate, like, the stuff that's not good or bad, you know, and how do you categorize it? How do you reflect on it? How do you think about it? So there's all this stuff. So I thought about three questions that I thought might engage us in that, in some of that critical thinking, not for the purpose of like belittling ourselves or belittling the year that we had, but for the purpose of like spiritual, emotional growth, right? Like as a person. So, okay, three things. Part of an exhaustive list. I'm sure I could come up with other ones, but these are the ones that have come to mind. Number one, and maybe this is more of a prompt than it is a question, but prompt number one would be, I didn't know last year, but I know now. I didn't know last year, but I don't, but I know now. And I'm going to give you an example of what I might journal with this prompt. I didn't know last year, but I know now. I know that it matters how you allow people to treat you, and that you set the bar for that. Now, you may be thinking, dude, you're 43. You should have been known that. I knew that in some areas, but I didn't know it in all areas. And sometimes, I know in my experience this year, I have shocked myself because there are things that I've had to do for myself. Maybe it's advocating for myself or speaking up or saying something or challenging a system. I realized, like, oh my gosh, like, this is the area that I have been quiet in, and I probably would have been farther. Like, no regrets, right? But I probably would have been farther, or I probably would have been deeper, or I probably would have been better, or I probably would have been more engaged as I thought critically about this before. So for me, and this is not, I mean, if we're friends, like, we can have a deeper conversation about this in person. But that first prompt is, I didn't know last year, but I know now. I know now that it's important to me to be affirmed in relationships. I know now that I am not the type of person who cannot be engaged fully in friendships, right? Like, I can't be friends with people that don't accept the fact that I'm a preacher, or don't embrace parts of me that discomfort them. I know that now. Did I understand that? Did I have an inkling of that last year? Sure, right? But I found that out this year, right? Like, that you cannot be in fellowship with me without being in fellowship with my total person, and that is of the utmost importance to me. I know that now. Maybe I knew it last year, but I definitely know it now. So that's the first prompt. I didn't know last year, but I know now. Number two, this year I outgrew ... What is it that you outgrew this year? Like, maybe that feels like the first question, but it is not. What did you outgrow this year that it meant a lot to you last year, but you outgrew it and you found out the benefits of outgrowing it? And this might seem very trivial, but, like, it's really about, like, you and your personal growth and your own reflection. I was spending a lot of time doing things or filling my time with things that created or generated more anxiety for me. And it might sound silly to you, but I would be playing, like, ESPN games around sports. I was doing fantasy football. I was engaged in college pick'em. I was doing all these games that generated even more anxiety for me as a sports lover, as a loyal Oregon Duck, as a lover of college football. And all these things would just add to this stress, like meeting deadlines for the games. Now, this seems trivial, but, like, this is a real thing for me, right? Like, trying to guess the scores of games and, like, getting really, really overwhelmed by these games and these things that ultimately, like, literally this year, I had at least one breakdown. Because I had to remind myself that I am not responsible for the outcome of an athletic game. I know that seems really strange to some people because they're like, it's just a game. But you can make something more than it is. And then experience a lot of anxiety around what you have built or created. and I made a monster out of sports in a way that is probably less healthy, because I'm not one of those people that like will sit around and like talk sports with other people. So like I internalize a lot. Like I created all these rituals around sports that really don't have an outcome when it comes to the game. I had to deal with the disappointment of losing, even if it was just an online game. Like you there obviously something you don't think about that contribute to you. So anyway, I realized this year that I outgrew that. Like I don't have to have a world that is centered around competitiveness or winning something or playing a game. I can just simply be a person that turns on the game and watches it and then turns it off. I don't have to check ESPN. I don't have to be overwhelmed with the scores. Like I realized this year that there are some aspects of engagement in sports that I've outgrown, particularly because I realized the impact of outgrowing them. And I'm not, that's a trivial thing, but something that I thought about. So number one, I didn't know last year, but I know now. Number two, this year I outgrew .. The third one is a little bit more complex. The third one is a little bit more complex because it requires a little bit more work. Three of the most important people in your life. What did you learn from them? How do they challenge you? Why do you love them? Let me say that again. Like that. The last one. The three most important people in your life. What did you learn from them? How did they challenge you? Why do you love them? Let me hit both all those three things. What did you learn from them? Some of the things that people teach you, there are some people in your life that are called to teach you things that only they can teach you. Like, there are some annoying things that only your mother can teach you. Like, my mother has taught me more about patience than she has even the mental capacity to do, right? Like, I learn about my capacity to be patient as a result of my relationship with her. And so what I learned through her, is because she's important in my life, is that there are a lot of areas that I have not grown in when it comes to patience. Like, you would think that repetition and dealing with issues, like, at some point, would it trigger you in the way that they initially triggered you? Like, you shouldn't be tripping over what drove you crazy 20 years ago, because there's a part of you that should become numb to this, and you should figure it out. You should know that when something is the way that it is, you can't change it, and you learn how to respond to it differently. Well, people in my life have taught me that that's not necessarily the case in my life, right? Like, I struggle with how I respond when I'm triggered. So that's that. The other thing is, so that's that first question, like, those three people, what did you learn from them? How did they challenge you? How do they challenge you? I think about, I have two friends that, this really annoys me. They're probably not going to listen to my podcast, so it's not going to matter. What I realize, so when we're going to do something and we make plans, like, I'm always the person that people are like checking in with, like, are we still doing this? Are you still interested? Are you sure? They're all like, people are always doing this, like checking to make sure that I'm still committed to something that I made a verbal commitment to, or that I've even made a written commitment to. And I've always been like, what's the issue? Like if I said I was going to be there, I was going to be there. Some of it has to do with people's anxiety, right? Like, they want to make sure that you're going to be there. You're important to whatever it is that you've agreed to do. So there's that. And then there's also like I realize, like, people who are important to my life have taught me that, like, sometimes I overcommit, like, and as a result of my overcommitment, like, I can appear to be less loyal to things that I've committed to, and that people are anxious about whether I'm really going to come or and I don't, and it's not because I'm like a bad friend or a bad human, but it's because people have watched me self-destruct when it comes to creating boundaries with my time. And I didn't realize that. Like, I thought that people were just being annoying. I thought that people were just checking in over and over again because that's what they do. And over time, I'm like, no, these people are like really concerned whether I'm going to be there. And it doesn't have anything to do with my punctuality or my commitment or my word. It has everything to do with my inability that these people have watched me struggle with boundaries or struggle with calendaring because of the lack of boundaries. And so my friends have taught me that, right? Like, and so part of that commitment is, you know, sometimes you have to reassure people before they experience the anxiety of wondering if you're going to show up, right? Like, I've gone home for Christmas for the last 40 years, right? I mean, I'm 43, so yeah, I've gone home to Christmas every year of my life, right? My mom deals with anxiety and she needs to know that I'm coming. Like, the fact that I've come 40 years beforehand, like, doesn't have anything to do with whether I'm coming this year, because the way that she experiences me this year has everything to do with what I am communicating our priorities in my life every day. And she'll call me and be like, are you at church? Like, that's the first thing that comes, are you at work? Because those are the things that I spend a lot of time doing that represent a priority in my life that might somehow conflict with what for me seems to be super normal. So my friends have taught me that. The people around me have taught me that. And I go into a new year, like, and I'm not assuming that I have a new year, but by the grace of God, I go into a new year with the understanding that wisdom is the result of, like, reflection and making decisions and really listening to people and internalizing things that you can change and jumping out the things that you can't change and figuring out how to be more present and figuring out how to be more aligned with your purpose. Like, I realize, and I've talked about this before, when I start experiencing myself or understanding myself to be a talented or gifted person, it really put into context, like, all the things that I struggled with balance-wise, like, because I know I can graphic design and people look to me as an expert in that area, I just always end up saying yes. And I had this reflection the other day as a result of a relationship with someone, and I realized that I had said yes to them, and I had gone back and forth, like, over a span of 4 months, where the people were continually coming back to me to ask for updates on my ability and capacity. And I continued to commit to being able to do it. And I had this thing, right? Like, I'm just like sitting and I'm overwhelmed. And I start thinking about the things that I am gifted to do, but don't have time to do. And the overcommitment that I make to people. And honestly, like, you don't have to do everything that you're gifted to do because you are gifted to do it. Like, some things you have to pull back from because you know your limits, or you want to create time and space to be by yourself or to take a drive or to complete a task that you've been, you know, really, you know, holding yourself back from, or whatever it is. So reflection is key, right? And then some of our reflection should lead to reconciliation with other people, right? Like, you have to go to other people. Like, I probably at some point need to go to certain friends and say, you know, it really makes me uncomfortable when you keep asking me if I'm going to do something that I've already said that I'm going to do. But I also realize that there's things attached to that. Maybe some of that stuff is your stuff. Some of that stuff is my stuff. And I want to know what I can do to reassure you that I'm going to do something that I say I'm going to do, right? So that you don't invalidate the things that I'm passionate about in your effort to get me to be somewhere, and I don't invalidate your feeling or your desire to be in fellowship with me, right? So when you get in your 40s, like things become easier but more complex. But it's just like this weird, like middle of life thing where like you can do it, but you, or you can't do it. You can go to bed or you can go to the ball. Like it's like it, each of them like has their pros and cons. And over time, like one of them just becomes more easier because you're like, you know what? Like I want to be engaged or I want to get some sleep because I'm sleepy. So, okay. Three questions. Got it? Three prompts. Let's call them three prompts. I didn't know last year, but I know now. Number one. Number two, this year I outgrew. And I know I outgrew it because. And then number three, the three most important people in my life, what did I learn from them? How did they challenge me? And why do I love them? I want to start this season of reflection with those three questions. You know what? I might have a series of questions. So stay tuned. Hey, if you've heard something that like inspires you, that encourages your heart, you know what would really help me is if you shared this podcast with somebody else that you think that it would be good for. And it might just be you sharing the link. Maybe you don't know how to share a podcast and you're like, you know what? Like, I want to support Dominique, but I really don't understand this whole podcast thing. Like, hit me up and I'll help you, okay? But I thank you for listening. And I just want to end with a word of prayer because I think that that's of the utmost importance. Father, I thank you that you've given me this platform. I thank you that somebody is listening and reflecting on some of the things that I've had to say that have come as a result of my time with you. I pray, God, that these words of encouragement will fall on good ground and those who hear will be inspired and encouraged to do better and to be better. In Jesus' name, amen. Season with Saul. Season.